is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is Open My Eyes. In Luke chapter 15, verse 20, But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. In the parable of the prodigal son, the wayward son returned to the home of his father. He did not expect to be received as a son, but was in hopes that he could be employed as a servant. We know the story of how the father was lovingly anticipating the return of his son. He loved the wayward youth and eagerly met him with love and extravagance. It was not because the boy deserved it, but because he needed it. The father was eager to give to his son, who had returned. Clara Fisk Scott lived from 1841 to 1897. She tragically died after being thrown from a buggy, which was being pulled by a runaway horse. She was a prolific hymn writer, but only this week's featured hymn is still in circulation. Think of her hymn as it relates to the wayward son who has come home. Open my eyes. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. And the refrain, silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Verse 2, open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear, and while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Verse 3, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. May the words of this hymn become our constant prayer. In the moments when the cares of this world tend to blind us to the mighty power of God unto salvation, may our eyes see the open arms of our Savior waiting to receive us home. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.